Lucky Liverpool, eh? Another easy draw in the next round. There's something of a Scottish bias in tonight's programme, following one of the most entertaining weekends that I've had in a very long time. You'll remember, of course, that the John Peel Roadshow was working in Scotland on Saturday night, in Edinburgh, in fact, along with Boots for Dancing, who are outstandingly good and are on tonight's programme, along with the Meekons. And I had a Christmas card from the Chords in which they complained that I never play any of their records. Oh, yes, I do. Almost an oldie but goodie. Now, those are the Chords, and that's In My Street. And this next is for Sparky, Pete, Ali, Fiona and Dougie, some of whom at least were at the nightclub in Edinburgh on Saturday night, the Modettes.
Like in the
I think I prefer the single version, I must admit. White Mice Disco from the Modettes, from the LP. And this is from an LP by Tay-Track, the first one that I've been aware of. It's called Let's Get Started. Tay-Track, I assume that's how you pronounce it, it's how I've always pronounced it, and I shall continue to do so. From an LP produced by Gustus Pablo, which is called Let's Get Started, that's the title track. Now, I've played you records by Boots for Dancing previously, and of course we've broadcast the session earlier on as well. But you have to really see them live, I think, to appreciate the band fully. And I saw them, well, I'd seen them actually, that thing in Leeds last year, but you really couldn't get much of an impression from that. But on Saturday night at the nightclub in Edinburgh, they really were superb, and they even had me, well, you know, I don't exactly dance, I'd bit of shrapnel in the knee, I don't like to talk about it, but I came fairly close to dancing. This is for Susan, who told me to stop whining, and this is called The Pleasure Chant. That's the first in Boots for Dancing. Definitely try and get to see him live sometime. Excellent band. And that's The Pleasure Chant. And also on the bill at the nightclub on Saturday night with the Fire Engines, who've recently and rightly been given a very favourable write-up in the New Music Express by Paul Morley. And this is from their mini LP, I think it's described, on Pop Oral Records, Hungry Beat. Very definitely my idea of a good time, that. That's the Fire Engines and Hungry Beat from the mini LP on Pop Oral Records. You'll assuredly hear that again, and all of the, most of the other tracks on the LP as well, I suspect. I was invited to play this next for the English invasion in Edinburgh and the Scottish invasion in Cambridge. What this means, I simply can't tell you. Johnny Burnett and the Rock and Roll Trio. Johnny Burnett and the Rock and Roll Trio from, oh, years and years and years ago, and that's Lonesome Train on Lonesome Track. Certain amount of confusion about the Mekons, as far as I'm concerned, because I didn't get a chance to speak to them when they were recording the session, which they did under the aegis. Is that the right word? I think it is. Anyway, it was produced by Bob Sargent, is what I'm trying to say. And I'm not quite sure whether that LP that I featured a few months ago or a few weeks ago has actually appeared in the shops yet. I haven't seen any copies of it anyway, but it might have done. I shall try and clear that up during the next 24 hours. The first from the Mekons is called East is Red. You know that everything on you will lose. I have a boy to rock and roll the music in the night. And the love is just where we're from the world. We can just smile and do me the other side. The east is red. Circles my head where I'm tied to the bed. Daily, wrong, sweet. Oh, I love that you see her in her eyes. Shaking her shoulder in the night. You know, love is sweeter than a gem on the rock. I love my baby. Not as you might imagine another one from Johnny Burnett and the Rock and Roll Trio, but the Mekons as rockabilly revivalists, if you like, and that's called East is Red. New leaf for a Manchester band, yet another one, and this is their first single, Warning, Take Warning. In the note which came with that record, there was a message saying that there's an album due in January. The band are called New Leaf from Manchester, another good band, and it's called Warning, Take Warning. This is for Jim and Kenny. Another oldie from the vowels this time. It don't mean nothing at all. And amidst all of this clanging Scottishry, time for some modern English. Modern English on 4AD Records, and that's Gathering Dust. And before I did my gig in Edinburgh at the nightclub on Saturday, I went to Hampden Park, where I'd never been before, actually, to see Queen's Park against Meadowbank Thistle. Now, the reason for this was that I was doing a little thing which may be used in one of Walter's programmes when they start in the middle of this month, a sort of fat man's view of life in the Scottish Second Division, and I travelled on the coach with a bunch of Meadowbank supporters to the game, and really had one of the best afternoons, despite the extreme cold, one of the best afternoons I've had in a very, very long time indeed. And this next seemed to be their theme song, so it's for all of them, and it's particularly for Bobby McKell, who's the goalkeeper, and the Thistle diehards, for Remo, Jim, Char, John and Dave, also for JR, Jim Kent, Andy, Cheevy, it looks like, Mike, and Jim McKellar, and anybody else who went along, actually. And this is Marcy Blaine and Bobby's Girl.
Now that you're not a kid anymore,
you're not a kid anymore.
I know just what to say. I answer right away. There's just one thing I've been wishing for.
That's Marcy Blaine and Bobby's Girl for the Thistle Diehards. And if any of them are listening to the programme, I shall be very cross indeed if I discover that they're not. Here's another song that you might like to turn to your advantage. That's by Darlene Lovelads, if you want to try and track it down. Wait till my Bobby gets home. Now some 35mm Dreams. And more than this is also the name of the record label as well, in addition to being the title of the piece, 35mm Dreams, and the letter which they gave me when they gave me that, again on Saturday night. I'm sorry to keep going on about Saturday night, but it was the most entertaining evening, I must say. They tell me that they've played a few gigs in and around Edinburgh, but never played more to than a handful of people, and this single is therefore their attempt for some recognition, distribution through Fast, and it should be in the shops by mid-January. So there you are, 35mm Dreams. Now Boots for Dancing again, and this is Hesitate. I can just see him doing it. That's Boots for Dancing and Hesitate. Now Misty and Roots, the new single. A little curious, perhaps, but very agreeable. That's Misty and Zapata, and on the other side of that, Viva Zapata, which is a little harder, which I'll probably play you tomorrow night, if I remember. And last night, a mate of mine came round with his wife, because it was his birthday, and we were sitting there reminiscing about the old days in Liverpool, of course, about which I knew nothing, really, very much, because I didn't spend much time there as a youth, although, of course, I pretend to have been there a great deal. And we were talking about Mike Hart in particular, and I went out and got my Roadrunners LP, which is of great vintage and rarity, and here's a track from it, and happy birthday, John, if you're listening. Twist Time Im Star Club Hamburg, it says on the sleeve. The Roadrunners, life recording. That's Little Ruby, and I was hoping to be able to give you a date on that, but there isn't one on the label, so I can't appear authoritative in any way at all. Early 1960s, though, clearly. Now the Mekons, Weak Chain.
See all we did on the TV ratings when I'm
At all, you know. Those are the Mekons. That's called Weak Chain. And Brian's information about the activities of the Mekons is more than usually vague. He says no gigs planned. And in brackets, I think. I spoke to one of them before Christmas, and I think he said they had no gigs. I can't get a reply from their number now. Well, that's about as uninformative as it's possible to be. Now Orange Juice, Falling and Laughing. Already a collector's item, that, I'm advised, because I've been trying to find a couple of copies for friends and have been unable to do so as yet. That's Orange Juice and Falling and Laughing. And Bunny Wailer seems to issue an LP a month at the moment, and the most recent is called Bunny Wailer Sings the Wailers, of all things. From it, this is Mellow Mood. Bunny Wailer, and that's Mellow Mood. Another Edinburgh record. I mean, not the Bunny Wailers is an Edinburgh record, but I mean, I played one earlier on that's due out shortly. Another, which is due out shortly, is an EP, a compilation EP, if you like, on Playlist Records called Mint Sauce for the Masses, featuring Club of Rome, Flexible Response, Fun City, and Twisted Nerve. Twisted Nerve sound like this.
Maybe I'm not gonna man, I'm taking up the same.
That's Twisted Nerve and Vertigo from the EP, forthcoming EP, Midsource for the Masses, on Playlist Records. Now, this next is a real collector's item, but you have to be a fairly odd collector probably to want to get hold of a copy of it. You may recall that I've played quite a few times over the past 6 months a single by Mania D from Berlin, and I got sent their sort of, well, their Christmas record, which they tell me they just had issued for their friends and family. Whether this is true or not, I simply don't know. It's on Mara Records, as in Mara Saad, and this is Stille Nacht Goes Disco, or something approximately like that, and well, it's an odd work. Very rare collector's item. That's sort of by Mania D. Well, about well, some of them anyway, and various mates, but not any particular band. And that came to me along with a letter from the very wonderful Gudrun. I was very pleased to get that, I must say. And now boots for dancing again somewhere in the South Pacific. Yeah. Boots for Dancing, somewhere in the South Pacific. And a message here from our Brian saying that Boots for Dancing were supposed to do 4 gigs but are unable to, and Restricted Code will be doing them instead. These are on the 6th of January at the Hope and Anchor in London, the 7th, Snoopy's in Richmond, the 8th, the 101 Club in London, and the 12th, the Greyhound in Fulham. Not Boots for Dancing, but Restricted Code. Now, the Mekons, the building.
I stand by the building, and it's raining. The Premier, he cuts the tape, and we're listening to the speeches. We're hearing golden rules, and we're bowing to our republic. We're bowing to our employer. We're bowing to our God. The planes dip wings in victory rolls. We salute the power that the building is. We stand on the ground of the eternal hill. We give our life for the motherland. The men, there's men with dogs, they're round the square. We watch them smile for the cameras, and they smile for little girls. We're innocent until proven guilty. We hide, we worry, and we look away. But we're innocent until proven guilty. Stand by the building in the pouring rain, and the Premier bows to cut the tape, and we hear the speech and golden rules. We bow to Republic, we bow to employer, and we bow to God. We bow to Republic, we bow. We bow to employer, we bow, and we bow to God. The planes dip wings in victory rolls. Salute the power, the building is. We give our life, we give our life for the motherland. The men with the dogs around the square. The men with the dogs around the square. Men with dogs, big dogs. They smile for cameras and little girls. They smile for cameras. Innocent until we're not proved so. We hide and worry, and we look away. We hide and worry, and we look away. We hide and we look away.
Uncompromising to a fault. Those are the Mekons, and that's called The Building. This is for Ian Winton, Ian and David Whitelaw, David Wood, David Holmes, Alison, Karen, Nikki, Clark, Michael, David Wilson, Jim Kelly, Tommy Sutherland, and Alan Undertone. Just about the best reggae record around at the moment, I think, from Tony Chin.
Dreadful sight.
Definitely very good, that. Tony Chin, and it's called Gunfire. When the Astros came to see me last week and give me a copy of their first record, they asked me to mention they've got some gigs coming up at Burnley on the 12th of January, which is Monday, Sheffield on the 15th of January, which is Thursday, and then one in Darlington on February the 21st, which is a Saturday. This is their single, Snakebite. Distribution by Red Rhino, it says here. Those are the Astros, and it's called Snakebite. And I was invited to play this next for Molly, Karina, Sarah, and Esme and the Sporrans, and all who sail in her Grand Friday.
Thank you.
Grand Friday from the Fall, from my second favourite LP of last year, as though it matters a lot, Grotesque, after the Gram. This is for Katie McCauley and Peter Ross.